You're listening to SBS News.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison has addressed the Aspen Security Conference in the United States via video link. Mr. Morrison was clear in outlining Australia's vision for the region.
We all want a region that is strategically secure, economically stable and politically sovereign. Now, for more like-minded nations to act cohesively, more consistently, more often, to align.
It's very high-minded, but not simple to achieve. And the complex relationship and recently troubled relationship between Australia and China, as well as China and some other countries, is the primary reason why. Mr. Morrison says the liberal norms and rules of the past are under assault, as the Indo-Pacific region finds itself at the centre of a strategic struggle involving the Chinese. Mr. Morrison says Australia welcomes the rise of China, but says China has to play by the rules.
We all want a region that is strategically secure, economically stable and politically sovereign. Now, for more like-minded nations to act cohesively, more consistently, more often, to align.
In so saying, Scott Morrison has delivered a message to both China and the United States. He's warned against using globalism in a negative way, but has moved to reassure the US that Australia is pulling its weight in the region.
Neither coercion nor abdication from the international system is the way forward. We believe in Australia in positive globalism. And Australia is not being a bystander. We are not leaving this to others. Not in our region. That's not in our interest.
It's not the only piece of digital diplomacy the Prime Minister has been engaged in. Australia and its nearest neighbour, Papua New Guinea, have signed a comprehensive strategic and economic partnership. Papua New Guinea becomes the sixth nation with whom Australia has signed such a deal. Mr. Morrison says it lifts the relationship between the two countries to another level. And the Minister for International Development and the Pacific, Alex Hawke, says relations between the two nations may well be at their best level ever.
Today's partnership is the most significant agreement we've ever had with PNG. And Australia is PNG's most important development partner, but we're also PNG's most important economic partner. And our shared history, our shared culture, our shared geography, we're just like family, and this relationship today will mean even more close relations with PNG.
Opposition Foreign Affairs spokeswoman Penny Wong is a little more sceptical. She says this agreement should have already been done and says the government has neglected Australia's relationship with its nearest neighbour.
This is scratching the surface. This is doing some of what we should have been doing, and it comes off the backdrop of cuts over the period of this government to support for Papua New Guinea and cuts to our diplomatic network in Papua New Guinea.
On the 75th anniversary of their victory in the Pacific theatre of the Second World War, Australia and the US are pushing for their naval vessels to again be stationed at the Lombrum Navy Base as part of a bilateral security treaty. But Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister, James Marape, is resisting a final decision on the controversial development, pending domestic political consultations. Dr. Bal Karma is a Pacific academic at the Australian National University. He says there's fear in Papua New Guinea such a stationing of ships could drag Papua New Guinea into any dispute between Australia and China.
Some of the leaders have some strong opposition to it due to the previous arrangement. The second, I guess, fear is that will that arrangement, if it goes ahead, render Papua New Guinea a target to any potential conflict between, in this instance, China and Australia and New Zealand?
Sunil Awasthi, SBS News.